topic 8.19 is to discuss how the outcomes of the Human Genome Project are being used in the development of new drugs and the social, moral and ethical issues this raises. So the Human Genome Project was a funded research project that ran from 1989 to 2003. We have approximately 23,000 genes. 99.9% of all of these are identical in every human. Only 1.1 to 1.4% of our genes code for proteins. 7% of these proteins are vertebrate specific. And depending on who we are, we may have different genes and they may affect our internal biochemistry and physiology. The Human Genome Project has been replaced by the Thousand Genomes Project, which is going to try and map the diversity of human genetic information across the continents. And this raises some interesting issues relating to how we treat diseases. Our current pharmacology, we have a group of patients with a disease. They receive the same diagnosis and the same prescription. Now, they may have a drug that is not toxic to them and beneficial. That's good. That's what we want. It may be not toxic, but not beneficial. Okay, so you don't get any side effects, but it doesn't actually do anything for these people. You may have the drug being toxic, so unpleasant side effects, but beneficial. So you might want to look at whether the drugs are worth the side effects. And of course, the worst case scenario are the poor souls for whom the drug is toxic and not beneficial. So they get all the side effects and none of the benefits. And this means that the patient group is affected by adverse drug reactions and the possibility of inefficacy of the drugs. Now, genes determine the effects of the drug. So a compound is absorbed in the gut and distributed, metabolized, and excreted. All of these processes can be controlled by genes. Absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion affects the concentration of the compound. So genes affect the concentration of the compound in the body, reaching the receptor. The receptor cells on the cell membrane, the receptor molecules on the cell membrane are proteins. And that means that they are coded for by the transcription of one or more genes. This may then set off a protein cascade, resulting in a G protein, which is then itself controlled by genes. And this G protein may result in beneficial effects or adverse reactions. Now, pharmacogenomics is the study of how an individual's genetic inheritance affects the body's response to the drugs. So there's research going towards the goal that drugs might one day be able to be tailor-made for an individual and adapted to each person's own genetic makeup. The outcomes could be more powerful drugs, better, safer drugs first time round, more appropriate dosages, which would then avoid some side effects, and advanced disease screening, better vaccines, improvement in drug discovery and approval processes, and hopefully the decrease in the cost of healthcare. So socially, this could be quite good. Ethically, who owns our genome? If our genome is sequenced and we have a specific genetic makeup, can you patent a gene? You know, can you make someone pay a fee every time their cells transcribe it? There could be some issues there about interference. Could insurance companies not provide medical or travel insurance for someone with a particular genome? Would employers employ someone who had a particular disposition to cardiovascular disease or depression? All big social ethical issues there.